This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Neil C. Kirby, N-E-I-L, middle initial C-K-I-R-B-Y. Date of birth, May 29, 1939. Date of appointment, September 25, 2023. Requesting physician, George Weiss, G-E-O-R-G-E-W-E-I-S. Dear Dr. Weiss, I have the pleasure of seeing Neil Kirby today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's in his care. As you know, he's 85-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who passed out couple of time. Last time he passed out 1 month ago. He was working outside all day and he was dehydrated. Before passing out, there was no warning, no tongue biting, no incontinence, no postictal confusion. He was taken to the emergency room, CT of the head done, which was read as negative. He was seen by the cardiologist and he is wearing the heart monitor for 1 week. Past medical history. Syncope. Hypertension. Hypothyroidism. Coronary artery disease. Aortic valve replacement. Diabetes mellitus type 2. Migraine, neuropathy, past surgical history, heart valve replacement, double bypass, knee replacement, artificial disc, allergy, no known drug allergy medication, levothyroxine. Donepezil 5 mg daily, Tramadol, Gabapentin 800 mg 3 times daily, Atorvastatin 20 mg daily, Meclizine 12.5 mg, Aspirin 81 mg, Ibuprofen. Please write in the allergy ACE inhibitor. Social history, he smokes cigarettes, he drinks couple of beers, patient is widowed and lives with a grandson, having 6 children. Family history, mother deceased with coronary artery disease, father deceased with cancer. 5 sister, 4 brother. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, vertigo, lightheaded neck, confusion after episode, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, back pain, impotence, decreased libido, loss of orgasm. physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 95, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, soft wall sound present. Next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, please rewrite again, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema of the lower extremity is present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is decreased on the left side. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, action, tremor present. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep plantar reflexes 204. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pin prick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 85-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, syncope. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, essential tremor. Number 5, decreased hearing on the left side. Next paragraph. Patient syncopal episode can be due to hypotension. Cardiology workup is in progress. At this time, neurologically, patient is stable and her syncopal episode cannot be explained on the neurological basis. I would like to see him back in my office in about 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.